to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM Shortwave Talk Radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two, the National Intel Report on this last day of this year, December 31st, 2007. Where did the year go? I'm going to open up the phone lines for callers, and the content can be anything, anything that you so desire, but keep in mind that this is a family show. If you have opinions, maybe predictions of 2008, anything you'd like to talk about, the phone lines are available to you. I mentioned last hour, and I read the news story off of Ron Paul's own website about the debates coming up in New Hampshire. Well, apparently Fox News is going to have the debates, and according to the people that control this thing in New Hampshire, they're saying, they're telling Fox News, we want everybody included. Nobody is to be excluded. So if you're a betting person out there, folks, I would say lay your bets that you will see Ron Paul in the Republican presidential debates on January 6th. You know, and I made mention about this as well. You know, I'm seeing a disturbing trend here. More fear purveyors, and I don't care if it's Pat Shannon or maybe a talk show host you've been listening to, you know, running stories about they're going to kill Ron Paul. They're going to kill Ron Paul. Well, you know, my first gut reaction to that was, well, we'll all have to die sometime, Red. It's how you live that's more important. We don't even have this guy elected yet, and people are already having him bumped off. I wish you people would take the approach of the globalist. They've had long-range plans, and I mean long-range plans, for hundreds of years for their global government. Why don't we take a cue from these people that have been so patient in creating their new world order and take a few tips from them? It works for them. Gradualism, a little bit here, a little bit there. Think long term. Think as if Ron Paul is already elected in office, and then we can start worrying about his safety. The first thing, the first priority is to get this guy in office, because Ron Paul knows what he's facing. Now, if this guy has the courage to step up and run for president, and from all indicators I'm getting, as long as the elections are held fairly, you're going to see the next president of the United States being Mr. Ron Paul of Texas. So, folks, before you start shoveling on the fear, look at the practical realities of this world. Yes, we know we're in trouble. We know where the problems are coming from. We know the long-term and long-range plans of our globalist buddies. Well, let's take a tip from them. Long-range planning, don't panic. Just continue trudging every single day with your agenda. That should be our motto now. Not short-term, not knee-jerk reaction, not based decisions based on fear, but long-term. Long-term, ladies and gentlemen. Rather than this drop of water on a hot skillet type approach that we take to things, let's calm down a little bit. Because I've discovered that agitated and angry people, they don't get too far in the old intellect game. And this is one of intellect. We're going up against some of the world's best. We can defeat them. But let's not panic, okay?
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, there's been a move on, and I've watched this the last several years, and people have the idea that somehow we got to start appealing to a younger audience. Well, I have no problem with that post-puberty. That's fine. We've seen recently here that the colleges are just absolutely ablaze with Ron Paul mania, and that is a good thing. But let me ask you the question that begs to be asked. Why is it that these young people are all of a sudden turning to this old guy that's 72 years old and they want him for president? I'll tell you what's going to happen here. Any more successfully, folks, than the revolution of the 60s, you know, peace, love, and dope. You know, it was basically the 30 and under crowd just walking away from everything and just saying, I'm going to get high and get laid a lot. Okay, I hate to put it so crudely, but that's where the big movement of the 60s went. You know, and remember when communism was in, they didn't call it communism, but property is bad and fencing is bad and why can't we all just get along and enjoy each other's whatever you've got? We'll just pull up to the communal table and there you have it. Well, I'm of a different opinion because this country coming up is going to be in such dire straits that the heretofore young people that wanted to tune us old farts out be coming to us in droves. Because remember, the young people out there, they really don't know from whence they came or where they're going, how soon they're going to get there. they generally look to the older generation, the one ahead of them, maybe a couple ahead of them, for the answers. Why do you think people are going after Ron Paul at the college level? I mean, the average age there at the university is what, 18 and a half, 19 years old? It is going to be the established people right now within this generation, ladies and gentlemen, and the past generation. They're going to pull this thing off. And we've got to become mentors and teachers to these young people. All right? Somebody got on this bandwagon. We got to go after the young crowd. Okay. All right. I guess you can try it if you want. You can try. I can appeal to a younger listener as well as one my own age, my junior or my senior. Age doesn't necessarily have the end-all be-all for repositories of information and wisdom. But generally throughout history, that's been the way it is. I didn't see Socrates going to a high school student asking, or a high school age student. I don't even think they had high schools back then. But at any rate, I didn't see Socrates or some of the world's best thinkers going to younger people and going, well, what do you think? The wisdom of the older generations, folks. You know, a friend of mine years ago had a sign above his desk at his workplace. Learn from the mistakes of others because you don't have possibly enough time in your lifetime to repeat them all yourselves. And it was a great falling away back in the 60s. Yeah, if they're over 30, don't trust them. If they're mom and dad, don't listen to them. If they're in government, they're out to get you. Well, I'll agree with the last part. But remember, folks, that it is this generation, the one preceding this one, and the one soon to come after, this is the stalwart here in this country. I'm all for going after the younger people and getting them on board, because guess what? After I shuffle off this mortal coil, they're going to be stuck with it. But it was my stupid generation and the one before this and the one before this that got us into this predicament. Information and knowledge was already collected on the sowings of the global governance crowd, but it wasn't real popular to talk about. After all, we were still buying cheap beer, we could still watch our sporting events, and hey, I had enough money every year to go on vacation with my family, so what's the big deal? Now is the most important time in this country's history. Be a mentor to these younger people. I'm not going to gear myself up to go after them, to be like them. Because quite frankly, I don't want to waste that amount of time. What I want to do is go to appeal to the people within this generation to open up their arms and invite the younger people in. Let's go to the phones here. Enough of my diatribing. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John. How you doing?
Good.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you for Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, you're most assuredly welcome. It's the most important thing I've ever done with my life.
And, you know, a couple of comments. I'm really glad to see that Dan Burley and Terry Anderson are part of the lineup on this. One of the things that we don't want to do, who consider ourselves patriots, is fall for the Talmudic race card and decide that since racists oppose us, that we should become the same sort of thing back in their face.
That's right.
And I really appreciate that.
Well, and I don't always agree with all of what Terry Anderson talks about. I am not always in agreement with what Deanne Burley talks about. Those are opinions coming from different places, and I welcome their opinions. And Terry Anderson, he's got it dead on as far as the immigration thing goes. That's for sure. But on other issues, I might tend to disagree with him. But you know what? It's not my job to put the seal of approval on any one talk show host out there and their entire content of their programming.
No, it's called the First Amendment.
There you go. That's right.
You mentioned the fact that we can win. We can. The revolutionary colonialists, you know, back in 1776, that founded this country by their, blood, actually, were fighting against the Lobsterbacks and the Hessians, best soldiers in the world.
Yep.
Same as we have over in Iraq right now.
And by the way, let me interject here, Steve. What happened to those Hessians once they got a flavor of these whacked out revolutionaries against King George? What happened to them?
They went over the cliff, or they went home.
Or no, most of them stayed here.
Oh, okay, all right. I know the ones you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. In other words, you know, give me liberty or give me death. You know, and when people get a taste of that, they understand that, you know what, I'll take the liberty.
There you go.
The other thing is, you mentioned generations and also what would happen in the next year. I want to do generations last. 2008 is going to be the last breath of Prescott Bush, George Bush Sr., and George Bush Jr., you know, King Georgie, trying to get us into an Israeli-sponsored, IPAC-sponsored Zion-Nazi war against everybody in the entire Middle East, against 1.4 billion Muslims, which is an idiot insanity, a diabolic insanity, and it won't work. And one of the reasons it won't work is that people here in this country are sick and tired of it. Another reason is even the CIA is sick and tired of it.
No, that goes a long way, saying the CIA boys are sick of their own stuff they've been sowing.
Yeah, well, you know, you realize that the CIA and the Mossad were both begun by the same folks back in the 40s.
Right.
And I knew an OSS agent, much older man than me. I'm 57. He was much older. In fact, he was a friend of Billie Holiday at one point in his life. And he told me some of the garbage that they had perpetrated, and, you know, he was sick and disgusted with them at that point. And this was in the 70s that I was speaking to him. And that goes to your point about what happened in the 60s. The destabilization of this country that was begun by Well Bill Donovan as a puppet of the puppet masters behind the CIA, OSS, and many other Freemason, et cetera, and all the rest of it, agents in government and in society and the rest of it. It disrupted the society. It did not destroy it, and we're fighting to take it back, and that's good. And you mentioned generations. I knew my great-grandparents. They were both born in 1870, 5 years or so after the Civil War ended,
mm-hmm.
and I knew their moral stance on things. You're right about this. My grandparents' generation changed ever so slightly. My parents' generation, Depression era, World War II, changed ever so slightly. My generation, the 60s, went nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're ready to go back to my great-grandparents' generation, because all of us who have any conscience left recognize that the moral stance they stood for was the thing that this country was founded upon and the thing that this country will prosper on, or if it denies, will fail because of denying it. And those are my predictions for 2008, and take it positively because I think we're going to win. I believe we're going to win,
Steve,
and I hope in my heart we're going to win, and I'm going to fight that we're going
to
win.
Steve, I'm of the same mindset. To consider anything else would be absolutely ludicrous and a waste of time.
Yes.
All righty. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it very much, and have yourself a good new year.
Same to you, John. Thank you.
Okay, Steve. Thanks. Carol in Idaho. Hello, Carol. Carol, are you there? There you are.
Hello.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you for a wonderful year that you've been at the helm there. You do everything right, and I'm just so grateful that you're there. I called in because I wanted to tell you how hopeful I am and how appreciative of your saying that we've got to speak the positive regarding Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much of a downer when you hear people say, well, he can't win and this and that and the other. But I want to mention this just from a spiritual point of view, not religious, but spiritual. I think it's high time that people on planet Earth, we Americans, begin to realize the power of our words. I mean, they have energy, they have power, and they send out real effects, and we are responsible. Sort of like I picture God up in heaven saying, gee, I've got this wonderful gift here, this savior right now for your political mess, and it can really turn things around. And people say, well, yeah, but, Lord, and he says, well, you know, I've given you the gift, It's there, if only you can receive it. But if you're not ready to receive it, then I guess you'll have to wallow in some mess a longer time.
Hold on 1 second, Carol. I got to take the break. George, Rick, Bruce, and others, hang on. We'll get to all your calls. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We're back. Carol, you've been in support of Jack McLam for how many years now?
17.
17. I would say that you're a person that understands the long haul.
Uh-huh. Like you, I'm not about to quit.
No.
Like Jack, we're not about to quit.
That's right. Carol,
yeah.
What else?
Well, I only wanted to finish by saying that neither you nor I are discounting the great, tremendous odds against us. However, I think we need to say that what we can speak does have power, and you put infinite power of God behind that. He wanted us to win in day one,
mm-hmm.
and he's just waiting for us to believe that we can win and then use our shoe leather to get out there and make it happen.
Boots
so
on
I just
the ground,
wanted to thank
yeah.
you for that.
Well, and I've said this repeatedly, Carol. I've said that, you know, this is my vision. He's sitting up there on the gilded throne with his arms crossed,
yep.
looking down at us on earth and going,
yep.
okay,
that's right.
I've given you everything you need. What
yep.
are you waiting for?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful New Year, John.
You too, Carol, and give my best to Jack and his lovely wife, please.
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You. George in Arizona, you're up next. Hello, George.
Hello, John.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd like to know what your opinion on this incident that happened in Pakistan, if that would help or hurt Ron Paul.
At this point in time, I do not know. I've looked at this thing. I'm still of the opinion that Budo was a CIA asset. She did name who, as a matter of fact, she did name and gave information as to the guy that George Bush has been hunting worldwide for, Osama bin Laden, that he's already killed off. I think she became more of a danger rather than an asset, so she had to go bye-bye. And I'll be honest with you, the jury's still out. I have not really made up my mind about that or really have a hard, fast opinion about it.
Yeah, because the local neocon radio talk show hosts are using this this incident to portray Ron Paul. See, you don't think we should do something and all this kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
They're using it to bash Ron Paul. I mean, just today, the guy that's filling in for Glenn Beck used his whole show to go after Ron Paul.
Well, of course. I mean, and that's part and parcel. I mean. Look, anybody that's anybody out there with something to lose, in other words, a notch off of the status quo, are going to be against Ron Paul, because what would be coming in actually January of 2009 would be sweeping changes in this country. Now, even though that they're on the SS Titanic here and the bow is starting to dip below the waterline, they're going to steadfastly stick with the Huckabees or the Mitt Romneys or the Hillary Clintons come hell or high water, because that's all that they know, and that's all they're paid to know.
Yeah, it's just God, it's just amazing the forces that Ron Paul has to go up against. It's just unbelievable.
But remember this: you should worry when they're silent about Ron Paul. Right now. This is still 2007, and they're trying to hammer them every which way that they can. Remember one thing, good, bad, or indifferent, it's always what? You can talk about me bad, or you can talk about me good, but as long as you're talking about me, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, so let them keep bashing Ron Paul. And those people heretofore that went, Ron who? Well, yeah. Why does this talk show host hate him? Well, let me Google a guy.
Yeah.
Or let me look into Ron Paul and see what these guys are so aflutter about. Why? And let me go up there and discover why I should hate him like my famous neocon talk show host would hate him.
Yeah, I got into a shouting match with this woman because I wanted to say my piece about why I support him. And I felt like Ron Paul being, you know, like with these guys on NBC just recently, cutting him off every time he tried to explain your position. And then I ended up getting, you know, angry.
Well, but you know what? That's par for the course. Do me a favor, if you would, George, temper your anger a little bit, because
yeah.
If you're like me, when I lose my cool, that's when I lose my reasoned and logical approach to things. Don't let them get under your skin. Just be strong, be nice, be happy, but be forceful.
Yeah. Well, from your caller, I completely agree with her. This is a spiritual battle that we're up against as well. She's absolutely right.
Yeah, just at a time that evil has become somewhat fashionable by way of Harry Potter and, you know, who knows what else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything, folks, that smells like it, looks like it, and taste of it, it probably is. And if it's something there to give you something for nothing, it's probably not real. Oh, that's right. I just described the mechanizations of our government for the past 100 years.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Let them bash. Let them keep bashing Ron Paul. As long as they keep his name out there, that's a good thing. I'll accept their bashing for right now.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, George, have a good New Year, my friend.
All right. You too, dear John.
Okay. Appreciate it very much. Right, Rick in Nevada, my sometimes friend, sometimes foe, Rick. How you doing?
Happy New Year, John.
Hey, same to you. What's on your mind today?
If I may, I'd like to give the telephone number toll-free of Toyota Consumer Relations, in as much as Toyota sponsors Fox News, which was trying to shut out Ron Paul.
Oh, is that where this came from?
Well, Toyota's a sponsor of Fox News, which is the one that wants to squelch Ron Paul from the forum debate in New Hampshire, so I would like to give out the toll-free number
okay.
for Toyota Consumer Relations.
Go ahead.
With your permission, 1-800-331-4331.
Okay. And what's our message to the fine Toyota people?
My message was, when I call them, Because I'll tell you, I take an inspiration from Charles in Louisiana, who's not afraid to call or get out in the street or do anything else.
Okay, Rick, do me a favor. Hold on. I'll carry you through the break. Hold on. Bruce, Marianne, and others, we'll get to your calls as well.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Rick, in Nevada, have you seen the story on Huckabee?
No, I haven't.
This is the one where, well, since he's been knighted from the CFR, where does he get his foreign policy advice from? People like Frank Gaffney and Richard Haas.
So the Foreign Affairs Magazine.
Haas is actually, he's a little bit bigger than that. He's the president of the CFR. So now,
right.
Now you have the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, the group and body that was designed to do one thing, mold us into the global order of things, and Mr. Huckleberry is taking his advice from this clown.
Well, Huckabee's as a phony as a $3 bill, same as the Bushes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I found out that GMC, that's General Motors Corporation, also sponsors Fox News, which is trying to squelch Ron Paul from the New Hampshire Forum on January 6th. Another sponsor is Procter & Gamble. I don't have those telephone numbers. My focus for this call was Toyota. And I'd like to give that telephone number a couple more times, if I may.
Go ahead.
Toyota Consumer Relations, 1-800-331-4331. Again, that's Toyota Consumer Relations, 1-800-331-4331.
All right. Rick in Nevada, I thank you so much, and you have yourself a good new year.
Thank you, John. You too.
All right, sir. Bruce in Ottawa, Canada. Hello, Bruce.
Mr. Stadmiller.
Yes.
Happy New Year, sir.
Thank you.
I have been listening to Republic for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple of comments to make, if you would bear with me.
Absolutely.
Number one, thank you so much for your programming. I have learned so much about what's going on that we don't get news here in Canada.
I understand.
And by listening to your radio station, I have been on over the internet and the different talk shows. I have just been awakened immeasurably. So thank you and kudos to you, sir.
By the way, did you find the Aaron James interview of interest?
Yes, very much so, and it about sounds right. This is one of the points I was going to make. There's a few, if I might. One of them is to the Canadians that might be listening: is wake up. This is not an American problem. This is our problem. It's everybody's problem.
That's right.
And the Canadians sit here, and the ones I try to turn onto your station, talk about gold, talk about silver, talk about the economy, listen to Bob Chapman, listen to Robbie, et cetera, and put them onto other similar type programming, I get dismissed, laughed at. What do I know? This is crazy. It's not going to happen. It's a U.S. problem.
Mm-hmm.
They have no concept whatsoever of what's going on. None.
Well, and here's my opinion about that, Bruce, is that you had to have had it and then lost it in order to appreciate it.
And, that's right.
And the Canadian form of government is not like ours. We have our differences, but we do have a lot of commonalities.
Sure.
And what these people in Canada have to understand, that by way, it used to be said, whatever General Motors does, that's the way the country goes.
Right.
Well, whatever happens here in the United States, so goes Canada.
Well, I tell people, John, if I might, we still do 80% of our trade. I'm 55 years old. I've never been through a recession yet. Where the United States went down, we didn't follow them right in.
Mm-hmm.
They sneeze, we catch the cold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's one point. If I might move on to another.
Yes.
I watched a very interesting movie. I've seen it many, many times. I recommend it to all your listeners. If you haven't seen it in a while, go out and rent it. Hoosiers with Gene Hackman and Dennis Hopper. It's about an Indiana basketball high school team in the 50s. Gene Hackman becomes a coach, and he takes these boys all the way to state championship. I was in tears at the end of this, John, because it shows you exactly what America used to be.
Mm-hmm.
The values, the principles, everything, okay? It's what America stood for. It's what Canada stood for as well. It's gone. It's not there anymore. And if it's there, it's so dormant and so hidden that it's unrecognizable. And I believe that it could be rekindled. But it's a fabulous movie. And as I say, I was almost moved to tears watching it in the end, because of just I was so forlorn at what has been lost. When you look at today's sham and culture that we have now compared to what we had, what it was back then, what people stood for, what principles stood for.
Within our lifetimes, Bruce, within our lifetimes, we're seeing it evaporate. And
exactly.
And for your fellow Canadians up there that are in denial, and that's just not a river in Egypt, you know,
yep.
They're up to their eyeballs in denial in Canada. Don't worry. You will be vindicated, my friend, because what you've been telling these people is going to come to pass. And they're going to think of you fondly one day, that the first thought is going to hit them that, well, wait a minute, Bruce wasn't such a crackpot after all.
I told them to buy gold at 470 and buy silver at 710. They're still telling me I'm crazy.
Well, and you know what? When the economies start to collapse, not only here in this country but in Canada, and they see gold moving up through 1,000, 1,200, 1,500, let them once again tell you that you're crazy. You will have anonymous friends from here on out. I'll make that prediction for you for 2008. How's that one?
Thank you. I have a prediction for my American brothers, if I might. If you do not elect Ron Paul, you will be fighting in the streets.
Yep. That's a mouthful, and you are 100% correct.
And I agree with Bob Chapman's assessment of that situation. If you do not stop it now, and this brings me to what I believe it was Steve was talking about earlier, and you had mentioned earlier, and I've been thinking about this for a long time. I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago with a couple of 30-year-old guys, and they say, well, we're the echo generation. All we hear is the baby boomers in our head. There's so many of you, right? We can't think for ourselves. We've been dumbed down in school. All of this is maybe true. I said to them, if you have anybody to blame for the mess that's going on, you can put it squarely on the shoulders of the baby boomers.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I just read an article today that...
My generation, John.
Yeah.
Our generation.
That's right. I was reading an article today that, well, it didn't say this in the article, but what it was echoing is our own stupidity, that we were pretty bright people. We read a lot. We didn't rely on the up-and-coming boob tube the way we do now.
Yeah.
We got our information from publications. There was no internet back in the 50s. Television was just... was just coming on, and we had people that sought out information, and they were well-read, they were well-studied, and they knew what was going on. Now we've got more people, and they just seem dumber. And you have to ask yourself the question to your detractors, how did this happen? How did it happen that we're in an information and a technology age, and then why is it you're so stupid? There's got to be something wrong with your thinking and your approach to this.
I think what happened was the whole hippie thing that was going on, the Stop the War movement in the 60s, et cetera, it just died out in the 70s and everybody went to work. And that was it. And it was like, let's become middle class. And it's like, you know, enough of this nonsense of hanging around fields and rock concerts, okay? And everybody settled down and buckled down to becoming, you know, middle class people and going away. But the thing is like, I'm starting to wonder, geez, if we do have the economic collapse, maybe we were all in training for what's to come.
You know, it's interesting that you should mention that, Bruce, that, yeah, there was lasting effects. Yeah, they went and got jobs. Yes, they got married. Yes, they...
But they went to sleep, John.
Yes, they did, but they also brought with them the propaganda and the mindset of the 60s. We didn't talk about liberals back in the 60s, did we? We didn't talk really about liberals in the 70s, did we? Well, that only became fashionable in the 80s and the 90s and into this century. Well, where did this come from? It came directly from that 60s generation that was told to tune in or to tune out, drop, and, you know, the old...
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
There you go.
But that made sense to a certain degree back then.
Well, it certainly did, but there was
okay,
one...
And now it makes sense again for the younger people and for all of us. Tune in, turn on, and drop out, but not using drugs. Now it's time to tune into what's really going on, right? And right. Turn on to the truth and drop out of this false paradigm we're all living in.
Yeah, well, that's the one that was created. And I swear that was the worst thing that could have happened back in the 60s. Yeah, and the same thing, you've seen this kind of part and parcel here in this century that, well, who was it the anti-war movement came in and they were against, you know, us being in Iraq?
Right.
Now we're starting to see the culmination of the 60s mindset. I don't know who these people are. They know one thing, they're against the war.
Right.
But their politics, oh my God, they're Marxists, they're carriers for the Marxist ideologies, but they're not even aware of it.
No, because it's become a way of thinking. It's a paradigm. It's an instilled method of thinking.
That's right.
It's the same thing up here. It's like we've got this society that we've created in Canada. It's this multicultural mosaic, and it's like you can't open your mouth up here anymore without its hate speech.
That's right.
I disagree with the immigration policy. You're a racist. Right away.
It's got nothing to do with racism.
But this is what I'm saying. It's like you say anything about you might say, for example, I disagree with, we've got recognized homosexual marriage. I might say I disagree with that.
That's okay? Hate speech.
Right away, I'm liable for a hate crime.
That's right.
All right, this has got to stop. And the other thing I was going to mention is that how about a grassroots movement where everybody puts on, or starts to get a ribbon that says no more, or like Nancy Reagan said, just say no.
Just say no.
With a card that goes with it that's got like maybe 10 points, you know, like I support Ron Paul and I'm, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, against the New World Order and all this kind of thing. And start start to get that out among everybody so that everybody, people start to wear these things so they can recognize each other. Something like that. Just something. Maybe you wear just, you know, like how the people for breast cancer wear the pink ribbons? Up here in Canada, anyway, they do, okay? Mm-hmm. If you support the movement to, if you've donated to breast cancer.
In retail stores, Bruce, we've got manufacturers that are completely redoing their labels in pink in support of that. So,
okay, yeah. So why not something along the line so that people that are of this type of mindset can start to identify each other?
Well, one thing I thought about, I think that having a designated day, and I'm going to talk to the Ron Paul people about this, and I'm compiling the list of the meetup groups, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these people. I would like one day in the coming year that we turn our headlights on in support of Ron Paul.
Perfect.
You know, things of that nature.
Step out on your porch at noon. One of these deals, right? Everybody in the neighborhood steps out on their porch.
You know, that brings to mind, what was the movie?
Yeah, exactly.
Network.
I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take a
that's
network.
That's right.
Right? That's, you know, right. One thing, if I could just, one more thing, John. A couple of years ago, I don't know if you ever got it or received it or would remember it. We had a guy up in Toronto named, he's dead now, his name was Gordon St. Clair, and he was a well-known personality on CFRB radio up there. And he came out in 1973 on June 5th with a broadcast called The Americans. And I'd like to send that to you.
Please.
Pardon me?
Please do.
Just that I'll be very quick. It starts out just here. It says, the United States dollar took another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges this morning, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. It has declined there by 41% since 1971. And this Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans as the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people in all the earth. And then he goes on and he talks about all of the good things that the Americans have done to go out and help people in the world, and how everybody was picking on them back then, and things that were going on, and that. And then he winds it up by saying, when the Americans get out of this bind, as they will, who could blame them if they said, to hell with the rest of the world. Let someone else buy the Israel bonds. Let someone else build or repair foreign dams or design foreign buildings that won't shake apart in earthquakes, and et cetera. And then just at the last thing he says, I hope Canada is not one of these, but there are many smug, self-righteous Canadians. And finally, the American Red Cross was told at its 48th annual meeting in New Orleans this morning that it was broke.
Thanks for your call, Bruce.
You're more than welcome, and good luck to everybody down there. We're all going to need to stick together with what's coming.
I understand, and have a good new year. Best as you can expect up in Canada.
Same to you, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Here's the key, folks. It's not government to government. It's people to people. Bruce had it. It is people to people. This government does not represent America. Boy, big shock for you Canadians up there. It really doesn't. Do you think this program is just something just out of the box? You think it's something that I just one day up and decided to do because, well, there was nothing else for me to do. I thought I would try this. No. There's millions of us down here that feel exactly the same way. We may not say it exactly the same way, which is a good thing. That means that it's not mass programming. We want people, we don't want the stinkers. They got the stinkers. They got the compliant ones, the ones to hang around for the paycheck, the ones that can justify any deed that they do. They can justify it. Oh, I'm not a big rolling bag of justification here. You know, I actually do have a conscience, and I do have no problem going to sleep at night. What I've set a course on here is something I never thought that I was going to do with my life, but I would not trade it for all the tea in China. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Because now really is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Okay? You too in Canada as well. You want to be in denial? Be in denial. But what you hear on this network is still the tip of the iceberg. Still just the tip of the iceberg. And I don't want to alienate one country against another. The governments can do that quite nicely. Think about our commonalities. Think of what we have in common not our differences, but what we cherish the most. And I think you Canadians up there will find that you have a lot of friends here in the States and vice versa. Let me go to Arkansas here. Marianne. Hello, Marianne.
Good afternoon, Mr. Stedmiller.
Hi.
And a very happy new year to you.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one.
Yes, it is. And, you know, your previous guests calling in have had so many good words of wisdom and confirmation of what you're doing. I wanted to say amen to your comment to be a mentor. That is something that's very much needed. You know, if I was a young man, 25 years old or so, and that's with or without college, and I was just starting out my life and I wanted to, marry, have a family, buy a home, I'd be able probably to look around and see that things aren't working too well. I'd be scared to death, actually. And I think if we can have some good people come to the front who've been in business for a while, they don't have to be super, super successful. But the fact that they've been in business for a while, maybe they've learned some lessons the hard way. If we can ask these young people where they want to be in 5 years, if we can suggest ways that they can get to where they want to go in 5 years, if we can plant hope, if we can plant the dream.
You just nailed it right there. Hope. Hold on 1 second, Marianne. I'll carry you through the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, Marianne, I just have a couple minutes left, and I want to give my parting shot on 2007 here, so go ahead.
All right. years ago I had a dream, and this is 1 minute. When I did flying for a short time, my first part of the dream, I was in a machine, a plane that went down, and I crashed horribly. In the second part of the same dream, I was back, I was flying, and I was in a plane. I mean, this was a machine that was solid. I know in my heart that for 2008, this is a time that some people are really going to take flight. When we talk about mentoring, let me just say this. As we give to others, it will be given unto us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And there's two specific ways locally we can begin to network and mentor and help other people. One is to the young people, to give them a hope. And that's, I've prayed for ministers of hope, you know, just to ignite hope in the heart of a young person. Even just offering job interviews and getting to know people and steering them down some good trails.
Right.
And the second way is we've got some good men right now in homeless shelters. They're vets. They've spilled their blood for this country, and they're at a dead end. They have no idea where they'll go next, how they could get there next. If one person, two people, three people could come together and say, we can be responsible enough to go out and talk to some of these folks in the homeless shelters,
right.
We might find somebody that's still got a beating heart.
Marianne, I got to cut you off.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. What Marianne's talking about here is, mentoring and being there. Well, I do the same thing at this network, folks. I take on younger people, and quite frankly, I never had, when I was their age, I never had anybody that even gave a tinker's damn. Not for mentoring, not for advice, not for anything. And I think we can do a lot with mentoring young people, being an example to young people. You know, for all of what I hear out there, oh, gosh, this organization, we're here to help people or that or the other. Really? Well, I know where 2 million people are at right now. Their address is not going to change anytime soon. You want to try mentoring? Why don't you try at the worst of this society has to offer? Or so it's proclaimed. A lot of these people are in prison right now over nonviolent crimes. Oh, they ran afoul of IRS or this or that or the other. I know where 2 million people are that need us the most. They're locked away in our state and federal prisons, 2 million of them and climbing. You know, this is the hypocrisy that I see from all these TV evangelical people. They'll sit there and talk to the people that fill up their plates, but they won't take the time to go out there and be of use where it is needed the most. This is the end, ladies and gentlemen, of 2007. Well, it will be in exactly 6 hours and 3.5 minutes. It will be the end of 2007, and 2008 is coming. There's nothing we can do to stop it. Can't hold it back. Quit trying to hold back the hands of time. They'll only rip your arms right out of their sockets. But here's the thing. Be positive. What collects more energy, being positive or negative? Negativity turns people off. Being positive does not. I'm not saying put on the rose-colored glasses. I'm saying be a realist with a good attitude. That will attract people. And for God's sakes, stop the fear-mongering. Folks, we still have a lot. We still have a lot to be thankful for. The mere fact that we're able to do this today, talking to you, I am ever grateful for. But we've got a lot of work to do, folks. And that's good, positive, constructive work, not busy work in the face of helplessness. We are the future of this country. Start acting as if you are and step up to the plate and accept that responsibility. And I'll say again, leave out the fear factor. Oh, that only makes people climb back in their shells. That'll do it for this 2007, folks. I will see you next year. We'll be live Wednesday. May God bless and hold each and every one of you. We'll see you then.